You are listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome to episode 155 of She Means Profit, the podcast that speaks to business owners about how to build wealth for yourself through your business. And it's the beginning of October. I am so happy October is here. Late September and October are my most favorite time of the year. It's my favorite month, and I wish it would last longer. It's probably not right for me to say that because we're literally just at the beginning of October, and I should really be enjoying everything that October brings. So I will enjoy it, but there's no better feeling in the fall than having those warm days. They're sunny, the sun's shining, there's no humidity, the air feels fresh. Spend the day outside, and then in the evening, the temperature drops, you can put on a sweater, sit by the fire. I don't know, there's so much joy for me in the month of October. I just love it. And the leaves are changing, and they're beautiful colors, and it just feels so, I don't know, calming, I guess. But now that I'm talking about fall, I want to remind you that fall can be a busy season for your business, and it can make or break your year. Because at the end of September, Q3 is over, it's done. September 30th was the end of Q3, and now we're looking at Q4. So we've got October, November, and December. And these could be the busiest months because it's the holiday season's coming up. If you're a product-based business owner, then you know you're getting ready for the holidays, and the push is on to sell as much as you can. So just keep that in mind. But before we get into what can happen or what you need to do to prepare for Q4, I want to let you know that today is a special episode. It is our 3-year anniversary for the podcast. So we have been bringing tons of value and guidance to business owners for 155 episodes in 3 years. And yes, there's been a few changes along the way. We've had 3 name changes, but the third one is the charm. She Means Profit is trademarked, and it's over a year old now. But the podcast itself, 155 episodes, 3 years of bringing you value. And to celebrate this, we are doing a giveaway. So I have 3 $25 gift cards. And what I decided to do this time is the $25 gift card is going to be your choice. So I could have, you know, just gotten the traditional Amazon card. But I don't want to do that. I want to make it special for you because it's our birthday. So I have 3 gift cards to give away of your choice. I'm going to put them in a draw. So for anyone who leaves an honest review for the podcast, so for the She Means Profit podcast, between now and October 8th. So if you're listening on the day that this podcast is dropping, we're on October 2nd. So you've got 6 days to get your reviews in there. If you leave an honest review, your name will be entered into the draw to win 1 of 3 $25 gift cards of your choice. But you have to let me know it was your review so I know how to contact you. So take a screenshot and email me that screenshot to info@melissahoustoncpa.com. We will leave the link to my email in the show notes, and then you'll be entered into the draw. So if you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and please leave us an honest review. Let's reach more business owners so we can help them optimize the profit in their business and increase their wealth, because there is enough for everybody to go around. This is valuable information that I give for free, and I really want to reach as many people as we can. And we all know how algorithms work, and the more reviews that are left about the podcast, the more people we're going to reach. Okay, so let's continue our talk about Q4, okay, the last leg of finishing 2023 strong. So for many of you who sell products, this quarter can be your busiest. As you prepare for your sales, be sure to prepare as well for your profit. Do not let the busyness of the season be an excuse for you not to create profit in your business. I want to ask you, how are your numbers looking? You want to have a strong financial foundation going into Q4, because without that, you will be lucky if you bring in profit. So having a strong financial foundation is, first of all, I want you to review your pricing. Make sure that you're pricing profitably, because pricing is absolutely crucial to having a profitable business. It's basically the first step in setting the tone of the business by creating that profitable business. And my question to you is, do you want to close out 2023 strong? So there's still time to make Q4 the most profitable year yet. So let's get into it. With the holiday season around the corner, people are spending their money. There's a lot of talk about recession and there's a lot of talk about economy downturn, but you have to remember that people are still spending money. So if you want people to spend money in your business, you have to be top-notch performing right now. You have to have clear messaging. You have to have good marketing. You have to have profit in your business so that you can keep your business in business. Quality products. There's so many things that go into running a profitable business. But we are going to share some tips, or I'm going to share some tips with you on how to make Q4 your most profitable year yet. Okay, so the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to plan ahead. The key to success in Q4 is planning ahead. So this means that you should start your preparations early, even before the holiday season starts. So this is a little late because holiday season is pretty much getting into full gear, but Black Friday is around the corner. So if you haven't planned for Black Friday, you have to start doing that. You need to create your marketing plan. Make sure your website's updated. Ensure your inventory stocked up. You should also start thinking about any seasonal promotions or discounts that you want to offer. So when you plan ahead, you'll be able to hit the ground running when the holiday season arrives. And a word of note is that if you're planning on any discounts, I want you to be sure that if you discount a product, that it's still going to be profitable. Because if you're just discounting willy-nilly, like 80% off for people or 20% off or whatever the case may be, if you're not making money on that product, that's going to be a problem. So be mindful of any discounts that you're offering. Tip number two is to target holiday shoppers. So as I mentioned, we may be in a recession or facing an economic downturn, but people are still buying. So people are looking for gift ideas and festive treats and all different stuff. You need to adjust your marketing strategy to target these shoppers. So make sure your social media accounts are updated with holiday-themed content. Consider hosting a holiday theme event to attract customers. So if you're primarily online, you could do like a webinar or party or something to get people interested in what you're offering. You can also, if you're a brick and mortar business, offer gift wrapping services or personalized recommendations to make the shopping process easier for your customers. You got to get creative and give these bonuses that aren't just here's a discount, because discounts aren't super valuable to your bottom line. But if you add these bonuses, like throwing in free wrapping paper services and free little gifts here and there, that will help boost your profitability. Another thing that you want to make sure of, I mean, a lot of these tips are all year round, but like, let's really focus on them for Q4. And you need to prioritize your customer service. So during the holiday rush, customer service is more important than ever. Have you ever noticed how rude people can be in stores these days? So your customers will expect a seamless and stress-free experience, and you need to be prepared to deliver that. Really good customer service makes your business memorable. So make sure that your staff is trained to handle the increased traffic or provide excellent customer service when you're forward-facing with the clients. This can include things like fast and free shipping, extended return policies, and personalized support. The more people shop, the more they appreciate the experience of the shopping, right? Everything is about experiences now. There's a lot of minimalism out there. There's a lot of let's reduce, reduce, reduce. But if you're providing that experience, it's way more enticing for customers to shop with you. And then the fourth tip is I want you to monitor and measure. To make Q4 your most profitable year yet, you need to monitor your progress and measure your success. A lot of what I'm doing in She Means Profit now is focused on the monitoring. I want to start getting my clients, you included, to monitor your marketing KPIs and your sales KPIs, because that all attributes to your profitability in your business, right? So I've added these two modules in my course so that business owners are not only looking at your finances, but you're looking at what impacts your finances, like marketing and sales. So keep track of your sales and revenue and analyze your marketing efforts to see what's working and what's not. This will help you identify areas where you can improve in your business and make tweaks to your strategy as needed. So I often look at my landing page and my sales conversions weekly, especially during the busy season. You can even look at them daily. Just keep monitoring. And when you know the numbers that you need to monitor and you can see what's converting and what's not converting, then you make changes to the things that aren't converting. Like if your landing page is not converting, you can tweak your landing page to make it more appealing for people to convert into your offer. There's tons of things you can do. Marketing, unfortunately, it's not a cookie cutter one size fits all. Every business has a unique marketing strategy. So you have to know how to monitor your marketing results so that you know what's working for your business and what isn't. And then the final tip I'm going to leave for you today is stay focused. The holiday season can be overwhelming, but it's important to stay focused on your goals. Don't get distracted by minor setbacks and challenges. Keep your eye on the prize, which is really to finish 2023 strong, and stay motivated to make Q4 your most profitable year yet. You can do this. Even in economic downturns, you can still have your most profitable year yet. The holiday season presents a huge opportunity for businesses to increase sales and revenue. So when you plan ahead and you target your holiday shoppers and you're providing superior customer experience and you're looking at monitoring and measuring your results and you stay focused on the prize or the end goal, you can make Q4 your most profitable quarter and make it the most profitable year. So with the right strategy and mindset, you will be able to close out 2023 strong and set yourself up for success. Now, get through these next couple of weeks or next 2 months, well, 3 months, really, because in Canada, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. In the US, we've got Thanksgiving coming up in November, and then Black Friday sales, which is huge, and then the Christmas holidays or in all the other festive holidays that there are as well. And then what we're going to do is we are going to focus on getting that 2024 plan ready so that you are hitting the ground running January 1st. Having a plan is critical to ensuring that your business is going to be successful. So there's still time to make your Q4 plan and finish 2023 on a strong note. You can either work with me one-on-one for a VIP strategy day to ensure that we are optimizing the profit in your business, or you can register for the course. However, in a VIP strategy day, we analyze your pricing to ensure that you have priced profitably. And we plan out your Q4 where you look at your expenses, calculate how many sales you need to make to hit your profit goal, and create a map to get you there. You leave the done in a day session with a plan that you know you can achieve, and you are filled with financial confidence knowing that you will achieve it. So find the link on my website, or I'll leave it in the show notes as well, to apply to work with me. You have to apply to work with me one-on-one because I only take a handful of clients, or you can register for the course. And if you have not purchased Cash Confident yet, the book, I highly recommend you do so. And keep in mind your entrepreneurial friends for the holidays. This would make an excellent gift for them.
Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA, and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.